Thanks, Greg. Yes, we're backstage with Elizabeth Deshung. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Oh, thank you.
It's very exciting to have you here.
Oh, that's exciting to be back. Having gone to school at Curtis, it's nice to be back in my old stomping grounds.
Opera Magazine described you as someone who can truly sing it all. Handel and Rossini, Humperdinck and Mahler, Verdi and Puccini, Britten, Sondheim, Rodgers and Hammerstein. Are you drawn to this variety?
I am. I made a very conscious decision, as much as is possible, to keep the variety in my repertoire. And it keeps me and my mind and my artistry, I think, flexible and active, instead of getting sort of directed into one particular corner of the repertoire, which may be lovely and wonderful. It keeps me bouncing back and forth, and then I have to take a fresh look at each piece when I approach it, which to me, it keeps me healthy, mentally, emotionally, and vocally.
You not only sing different repertoire, but you sing characters in different ages.
Mm-hmm.
You sing trouser roles,
yes.
They call them, the
yes.
male parts that were, I guess, written originally for mm-hmm. men,
mm-hmm.
countertenors.
Mm-hmm.
And then I understand Mozart actually wrote some of them for women. How do you approach all those different characters?
I generally say, and I still stick to it, that it's less about the gender and just more about the mindset and the story of where the character is coming from, what time they're set in, what are their relationships, you know, your typical goals in a scene of what you're trying to achieve. And that informs itself. That puts the physicality on you, whether you're a soldier, whether you're a boy. You know, you really find it, and you don't really have to get stuck in the, I'm playing a man now, because that puts sort of stereotypes on your character, and it locks you in. Whereas if you approach it just with all the externals and then let it inform you, I think you're less rigid in your characterization.
So you can kind of discover the emotional core.
Exactly. And that informs everything. I mean, that informs how you sing, how you approach your music, how you approach your physicality, how you react in your scene. It all comes from that place.
So when you have a role like this, Rossini is different. It's sacred music, although it's so lyrical and so melodic. How do you approach this role?
Well, I mean, the interesting thing about the Rossini Stabat Mater is that it's set to a poem. So it's a biblical, textual theme, but it frees you in a way, and to be more dramatic, to approach it from that sort of emotional space that doesn't have the boundaries in a way of the church on it. It becomes very theatrical and very. It's wonderful to kind of feel that as an artist and I think an audience member. I think it by taking it a little bit out of the bounds of just sort of a church liturgical setting, you feel it in a very human way, a very visceral way.
And when you're presenting something like this in concert,
mm-hmm.
and you're not acting on a stage the way you are in an opera, does that kind of focus all the emotion into the sound?
I don't view them in a tremendously different way. You know, I still think of the text in a very dramatic and character-filled way, in the sense that you want to hear the words the first time, and you want to then, when you repeat it, make something new and interesting with the text. So I think you have the same core of emotion that's just very focused, and it doesn't get distracted by physicality or costumes. That's the tremendous advantage in a concert hall when it's stripped away, and that's also why I like to keep my repertoire varied between concert and operatic work, because you do get those moments of stillness, controlled stillness, that you really see and feel everyone in the house in a very unique way. And it's very exciting, and I think this piece does it tremendously well.
And singing surrounded by an orchestra mm-hmm. must also have a different feel.
You do feel very inside of it, which is nice. You do feel like you're working to a common goal, which you always are, but when you're all seated together on the same field of sight, it does give you a different sort of support and energy, and that's very exciting.
Since music is so much a part of your life,
mm-hmm.
what does music mean to you, and what kind of role do you think it plays in our world?
I mean, music is my livelihood. It's my emotional outlet. Music lets me get all of the feelings out, and it always has. I think that I've always been a little bit reserved, a little bit introverted, and music has always been my way of letting out all of the stuff inside in a very constructive and open way that felt safe. And I think it's helped me as a person. And I think that that's what music does for everyone. When you go to a concert hall, for a moment you're taken out of your everyday and you're transported to something that is unlike anything else. And these musical moments, they support you. And it's wonderful to have those moments of stillness.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for talking to us. We look forward to the second half.
Thank you for having me.